My name is Amber Steery, and I am 11 years old. I was generally a very happy little girl, a little on the sassy side, but very carefree. Then I started doing things I knew were wrong to see what I could get away with. I remember being by myself and saying words my parents didn't want me to say, just to see if I could do it without getting caught. I was rebellious and held grudges, but now because Jesus forgave me, I can forgive others. I often had thoughts that I couldn't get out of my mind. Now I have a Father in heaven that I go to about everything. When I was 7 or 8, I heard some messages about hell and judgment and sin. I knew I had sinned, and I felt guilty, so I did the only thing I knew to do, talk to my parents. I confessed one sin that was really bothering me, and I felt much better. But over the next few nights, I thought of more sins, so I confessed those too. I always felt better, but it never lasted. I had repented and confessed, but still lacked the believing. Finally, one night, I went to my parents' bedroom and told them that I wanted to be a Christian. They told me that Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and forbid them not." So I prayed, but again, I felt better for only a little while. I wondered if I was really a Christian, so I prayed again to be a Christian. It was a time of mental torment for me. I wondered if I had done it right. My dad told me that Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." Another verse my parents shared with me is Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I had repented but didn't yet believe and trust in Jesus. It took me a while, but the verses my parents shared with me took root and faith started to grow in me. Several months ago, those promises became real to me. I finally believed that I belonged to Jesus. I finally had peace. I asked my parents what I was supposed to do now that I was a believer. They shared some verses with me. Here's one of them. Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So today I would like to make public my statement of faith and be baptized according to God's will. God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. So on behalf of my wife, we're very, very thankful and humbled. And we're rejoicing in God's faithfulness and his goodness. He has answered our prayers, and we trust that he will continue to do so. Amber's been coming to us for quite some time, probably since she was 7. She had things she wanted to confess, and when she turned 8, she started asking about becoming a Christian. We just kind of thought she's young. We didn't really put any pressure on it. But she was very persistent. And Jesus said to let the little children come to me. And so he said to let them come and don't forbid them. So we prayed with her, and she gave her heart to the Lord, and we see a changed life. There's something I was thinking about this last week. It's in Mark 5. It's the account where Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to heal Jairus' daughter. And while he was going, it says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing the better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. So I guess what I was thinking of is there's many people go to church, we sing wonderful hymns, we hear a lot of preaching about Jesus, and we generally bump into him, so to speak. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians, but very few actually reach out in faith and take a hold of him, that they can be healed, that their soul can be healed. I believe Jesus wants everyone to reach out in faith and touch him. And so today, me and my wife can testify that Amber has reached out in faith and taken a hold of the Savior, and her sin-sick soul has been healed. There's a verse in Philippians. Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. In Colossians 2, verse 6, it says, As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. So that's just my encouragement, that just as the beginning of the journey is by faith, so the rest of it is. We continue on by faith. And that's my encouragement and prayer for Amber and for the rest that are getting baptized, that you continue to walk by faith. So God bless you all.